Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Mostill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mostill. Rogel moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. Flagstead moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Tate steals second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. Tate moves to third. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is walked intentionally. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to home to get Tate. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Krause goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blankenship moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead strikes out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Krause and he is out, Com applying the tag. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Berry. Metzler moves to third. Com moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kahm moves to third. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kahm scores. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a fly ball for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Tate reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ma still moves to third. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kahm reaches second base with a double. Ma still scores. Metzler scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams pinch hits for Slim Harris. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Simmons now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-3 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-4 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Redfern trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Falk reaches second base with a double. Ma still scores. Kaum moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer has Kaum trapped. There's the throw to Heving and back to Meyer, who tags Kaum for the out. Falk moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil scores. Krause moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Pat Simmons. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.